And with this morning's program, here is LaVon Eblen.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we have a really familiar voice as our guest, and it's Jim Field. Good morning to you, Jim.
Oh, it's me.
It's you.
Well, lucky right. I'm here.
I was sort of planning on that, Jim. Yes. So we want to talk about the Branson trip. It's all planned and people are signing up.
Yeah, they are. Very rapidly, actually. I think more rapidly than we have in past years. It's been a real good sign up so far. We're probably over a quarter of the way of the number of folks that we can take to the trip, getting real fast on about a third of the way. So that's real good for the first week.
It is, but that says to me, even though this trip is in June, and you'll give us those dates in a minute, that if you're thinking about it, you better not think too long.
Yeah, they haven't. Well, the registration deadline is March 31st, but that's as long as there are spots available. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
We have
to fill up a bus.
Yeah, and we have two buses actually reserved, and we're not interested in going to a third. So
yeah, just makes too many people to hang on to.
If you want to go, you might get your friends and family and those you might want to travel with together soon to consider
you
that.
You bet. So what are the dates?
The dates are June 17th through the 14th. It's a Tuesday through Friday trip.
Tell me those again.
June 14th through the 17th. Isn't that what I said?
No, he said them the other way around. I'm going,
17th through the 14th. Yeah. We're going back in time.
Whoa.
Traveling with Michael J. Fox this year.
Yes. Okay. And it's you have the days planned out. This is, how many years have you been doing this?
This will be our seventh trip.
So you have great experience.
Well, we have experience. Yes, that's true.
And I think you've had great feedback from people in the past that you've used those suggestions.
Yeah, and that's you hit on it. That's the key. It's not so much our experience. It's our experience with those who have traveled with us because they've given us a lot of good feedback over the years. And we take that feedback very seriously, and we use that to help plan future trips. And we really do appreciate them telling us what they think. And a lot of these folks have been there a lot. They keep going back because it's a fun, easy trip and because we make it easy for them.
Oh, yes. Yes. Easy and fun and lots of good food.
Yeah, we do. We're never ones to shy away from a dinner plate, that's for sure. But we're going to stay at the Camden Hotel and Conference Center in Branson, which we've stayed there the last few years. They put together a great breakfast spread for us each morning, and then they finish our day with free cobbler cookies and ice cream each night that folks get a kick out of.
You bet. And a good way to start the day is the breakfast. But then you've planned lunches in there along the way also.
Yep, we got lunch and dinner plans each and every day, too. We're going to stop at Shoney's for a buffet the first night. It's nice and easy. Get in and get out in a buffet. Everybody likes that.
You can grab what you like.
You bet. We're going to go to Shorty Small's restaurant for a combo plate, ribs and roasted chicken. I've heard a lot of good things about Shorty Small's. And we're going to hit the Grand Country Buffet one night before we do the show there. And then we're also going to be on the Branson Bell lunch cruise. So we'll have lunch there while we enjoy their cruise and their show.
So is there any food that people have to buy on this trip?
Well, the only food we don't provide would be on the bus trip down and on the bus trip back. Box lunches can be a little cumbersome. So we just decided we'll make stops, and the places we stop will have plenty of options for folks. So that's the only real thing they need to spend any money on out of their pocket would be for that lunch.
And I guess they could bring a sack lunch on the first day if they really wanted to.
Absolutely, they could. And I do want to throw one more meal in there, too, because it's an important one. One day on Wednesday of that week, we'll stop at the Keter Center over at the College of the Ozarks for a great lunch that they always put out there for us, and they really take care of us well.
I hear you report in the past years, almost really makes me want to sign up to go to the College of the Ozarks.
What's stopping you?
I don't know yet. you know, that it just sounds like it's something that not every visitor would go to see, so it's a really special part, I think, of the trip that you make that happen.
I'll be honest, the first time that the gal down in Branson, Pam, put the thing together for us and included lunch at the Keter Center, I had no idea what it was, and then she explained to me it was the College of the Ozarks, and I didn't understand what made that special, and then when she explained all that to me, I thought, well, I mean, how would we go wrong there? They'll treat us well. The food, in large measure, is all locally grown there on campus. They're pretty self-sustaining. It's a school where there's no tuition. Children, students work off their tuition. So it's really an interesting and unique place. And after lunch, we do have a little bit extra time, so we've set up to do a tour with a student guide to show us a little bit. We've done that before, but it's been a few years, and some folks like that.
Different students. I mean, you'll see different kinds of things. So, of course, there are many reasons people go on this trip. I mean, they just have a great time with a lot of great people. But another reason they go are all the shows.
Yeah, we have more shows this year than we've ever had on our trip. We have 6 of them planned this year. So we're going to keep you pretty busy. In fact, Wednesday, we're going to tire you out. You better be prepared to get a good night's sleep Wednesday night. Well, we take off on Tuesday morning. In fact, Dan Pross and the folks at Iowa Western Community College are good enough to let us use a bit of their parking lot to store the cars while we take off. That's where we'll leave. We'll head down that first night after we have dinner. We're going to go to the Statler Brothers Revisited show, and that's at a little theater called the God and Country Theater. We've seen plenty of shows there over the years. It's a nice, it's a comfortable small theater. It's one of those places where you're right there. You can actually see the smiles on the faces of the performers. And the Statler Brothers Revisited, who doesn't like Statler Brothers songs?
I'm not sure who that would be, but if they don't like them, maybe they haven't heard them.
That's right. So we'll enjoy that. The next day on Wednesday, we've got a bunch of stuff going on. We're going to hit a morning show at the Owens Theater, the Neil Diamond tribute show. So it'll be a lot of Neil Diamond music. After we do lunch at the Keter Center and get the tour, we're going to head back over to the Owens Theater for something called the Pure Comedy Feud show. Are you familiar with the Family Feud?
Oh, sort of, yes.
On TV.
Yes.
Family
yes.
Feud.
Yeah.
It's a show that's kind of like that, but it's very Branson. It's very Ozarks. It's a little redneck.
And do they get people in the audience involved?
They do, only if you want to. They're not going to pluck you out randomly. You sign up if you want to be a part of the show, and maybe they'll draw your name. So they do get your permission ahead of time, so you know you might be chosen. But it's, I guess, like the Hatfields and McCoys, Family Feud style. So it should be fun. It's a comedy show. We wanted to kind of just not make it all music, have some fun. Speaking of not making it all music, then that night we've got one more show. We've got 3 that day. The Rick Thomas Illusionist Show. Mm-hmm. He plays at the Andy Williams Moon River Theater, which is
a gorgeous theater.
And he is a regular there. He was part of the Andy Williams Christmas show, and my wife and I made a trip down there in November to enjoy some of the Christmas shows. We went to the Andy Williams Christmas show, which is now the Osmonds and the Lennon Sisters. But he had about 20 minutes to a half an hour in there. He is wonderful. He's a great illusionist, and he's funny. He is a good showman.
Well, that's an interesting combination, isn't it? To be a comedian and an illusionist?
Yeah, they made a point of saying, you know, he's a regular here at the theater, so catch his show. And I just, my wife and I looked at each other, and I think we were both thinking the same thing. Yeah, we're definitely going to schedule this guy.
Right,
it's good.
Right.
So, and it's something a little different.
Yes.
And then we also, I mentioned earlier, the Showboat Branson Bell Lunch Cruise, which includes their show. That'll be on Thursday. And then we do the Grand Jubilee Show, kind of a traditional Branson variety show on Thursday night before we turn around Friday morning and head back after breakfast. So we've got a lot planned.
Are there any performers there that that you know of that, you know, we know that name kind of thing?
Well, the music you'll know.
Yeah.
Like the Statler Brothers type, the Neil Diamond type music and things.
And sometimes, you know, people go, well, I don't know those kind of performers. Sometimes I think, in my experience, that these people whose names aren't known work extra hard. They are so good. They really put on a show.
It's hard to find bad shows in Branson. We've seen all kinds of different shows, and sometimes the shows where you don't necessarily have the top names are some of the better shows.
Yes.
You know, like the Grand Jubilee Show, the Bald Knobbers, the Duttons, the Presley. Some of the traditional Branson-style shows are some of the best shows because it's a little comedy. It's fun. It's great music. Some really talented performers.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes kind of family, as you say, hometown kind of thing, so they really are fun.
You bet.
Now, there's a couple of things that I guess are new. You have 2 buses.
We'll take 2 buses.
One of those is?
Yes, one will be handicapped accessible this year. We were asked about that in the past, so we want to accommodate folks. It'll include a wheelchair lift, so we will have that convenience. And if folks, when they sign up, need that convenience, just let us know then. We'll
they
make sure you get on that
to bring their own wheelchair, though.
Yeah, we don't have that equipment. But if they need the assistance, it'll be there.
Okay. And then another thing that I know that has happened in the past, somebody gets sick or something happens in the family and they have to cancel. But, I mean, you can't just have people canceling at the last minute because you've got money invested.
No, after the deadline of March 31st, we can't do refunds anymore. The tickets are purchased. The rooms are reserved. We can't do anything about those things. But trip insurance will be available. And you can work that out. We'll give you the information if you want to do that. But It'll be available for folks who might want that.
And I guess in the past, also another option is that you find somebody to take your place, and that's perfectly okay.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. And that's what most folks have done in the past. If they can't go, they find a friend or someone else who maybe can go in their place.
Right. So what haven't we talked about? What have people asked? What's last minute things here we need to tell people?
Price.
I bet they do ask the price.
I bet they want to know that.
Yes.
We do have different price levels for you. The most popular is double occupancy. It's $440 per person, double occupancy, which is very, very inexpensive for a trip like this for all that you're going to get. Triple occupancy, if you want to stay three to a room, it's $400 a person. If you want to stay four to a room, it's $380 a person. If you just want your own room, $575 per person. But double occupancy is the most popular.
Okay. But all includes, you couldn't do this anywhere else, I think, like this. So
shows,
great.
Transportation, hotel, food, tips, all included.
Everything included. Yeah, all righty. Well, thanks so much, Jim, for reviewing that. And folks, be sure to call in if you're interested. Ask questions or just sign up. Until next time, here's a thought. The tourist sees what he has come to see. The traveler experiences what he sees.